we'll talk today about giving a get or doing any maisa like a kinyan or other mitzvahs when a person is not completely in his right mind. There could be different levels in that. It could be a level of somebody who's completely out of his mind and somebody that's a bit with it, or somebody who's like sleeping. It all starts here in the Mishnah in the beginning of the seventh parak. Misha ochle kordaikus. Kordaikus is a certain sickness that, at least in those days, they knew about it. It was diagnosed as somebody who drinks wine, fresh wine, migito. So there's a certain shed, a certain ghost that takes over him, and he becomes a bit insane. And while he's in the kordaikus, which is the name of the sickness, Omar kisvu get liishti. He said to write a get his wife. Leomar klum. We don't pay attention to what he says. We delete what he says because he's considered like a shote. A shote is insane. We don't listen to him. It's as if he said nothing. Omar kisvu get liishti. What would be if you already said kisvu get liishti, made a shaliach to write a get? He already said, made a shliach to write a get, and then while he was in the matzav, when he was with the kordaikus, he wasn't really with it, and he said not to write the get. He's having karot on what he said before, so we don't listen to what he said at the end, and we still listen to what he said. We do as he said to write the get. That's the beginning of the Mishnah. And then the Mishnah talks about somebody who's not a kordaikus, but he just stopped talking. He lost his voice. How do we know that he wants to give a get? So the Mishnah says we do it with sign language. And we try to question him, and he answers with sign language. And we know what he means if he wants to give a get. That's the Mishnah in Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis, the beginning of the parak. Now the sugya is, Omar kisu get liishti v'chazar v'chazar kodaikus v'omar atichtu v'ein v'ovachvenim klum. Omar b'shimen ben lokish kosvi v'noisnin get l'alter. If we don't listen to the end of what he said, that he said not to give the get, so we listen to what he said to give the get, so we can give the get right away. Even while he's sick with the kodaikus. Why? Because he already sent the shaliach, and the shaliach has das. He's in his right mind. So he's doing the shlichus of the person, what he said before he became sick. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, ein kosvin. You don't write it while he's sick with the kordaikus. L'ksheishtap, ein kosvin, elo l'ksheishtap. When he becomes better and he's in his right mind, so then we can write the get, and we don't have to go again and ask him if he really wants it. My time, the Reish Lakish, the Ktoni, ein bidvov achroinim klub. It says that he doesn't, what he said at the end is nothing, so that means what he said in the beginning is valid, and we write the get right away. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Loch, ein midvav achroinim klub. The lechimis tzil loitzorich lemehedar im luchi be. When he becomes normal, when he becomes sane, we don't have to ask him again. V'loi lo men kosvin elu kshishtape. V'maikom, if we give Reish Lakish medami leili yoshe. Reish Lakish says he's considered like somebody who sleeps. Somebody who's sleeping, if he gives you a shlichus, and then he falls asleep, even though while he's sleeping, he's not in his right mind, he doesn't know what's going on, and he can't give a get while he's sleeping, but his shaliach can give a get. Rabbi Yochanan medami leila shoyta. Shoyta is completely out of it, and he cannot give a get, we cannot give it for him. Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara says, nami li dami li yoshin. Let Rabbi Yochanan, why doesn't he consider it and equal it to someone who's sleeping and we can give a get right away? So the Gemara says, Yoshein loy mechusar maise. Hi mechusar maise. Yoshein is not mechusar maise, which means he'll wake up by himself. So the matzav of sleeping is like a hemshech when he's up. It's the same thing. He's up and he's sleeping and then he wakes up again. So his das is not changed. Reish Lakish nami nedami l'shoyte. Why doesn't Reish Lakish say that he's dumb at a shoyte and he doesn't have das? So that means the kordaikus. Why isn't he like a shoyte? The Gemara says, shoyte loy same biyodon. Hai same biyodon. A shoyte, we don't have a healing for him. We don't have any medicine to give him to make him better. But kordaikus, we know how to make him better. Bisres tumke agumri. The Chamre Malka, that's what the Gemara says, there's three dapim of refuahs from the time of the Gemara. That we give him meat that's not fat meat, and wine that's diluted with a lot of water. The Marsha here says, why does the Gemara bring all the three dapim of medicine if it's not nogea? We don't use these medicines, and even more, the Gemara says in Psachim that Chizkiyah Melech hid the Gona Sefer Refuos, that people shouldn't rely on the Refuos that are written that they had. Those Refuos were 100%. People would rely on it and lose their Bitochen and Hashem. They wouldn't be Mispalot Hashem, and that He should heal them. So why did the Gemara write those Refuos? So Marsha says to show us, Eis Lassos Hashem Eferu Torah Sero, just like there's a heter to write Torah Shebaalpeh, and you're really not allowed to write Torah Shebaalpeh, but because they saw the door of people were forgetting, so today to save the Torah, we did write the Torah, even though it's not really lechatchila. So the same thing, the Gemara wrote a few of the refuahs to show that Chazal also knew about medicine, they knew how to do refuahs also. So a kopanim, the Gemara says that a kordaikus is not like a shoyta, because a kordaikus, we know how to heal him, and a shoyta not. So some are masbir that the pshat is because it just shows you, it's a simen ladover, that it's not such a complete lose of mind. Did Rabbi Yochanan say like that, that we don't give the get while he's a kordaikus, while he's a little bit of a shoyta? If a person was with nishchat, that somebody cut his throat, either both simonim or rove of both simonim, that's the chon and the veshet, that means his lifeline is cut. The romas, and before he died, he's still awake, he's still around. V'omar kisvu get leishti, areilu yichtavu v'yitnu. He said, write a get for my wife. So you do write the get. V'tanya ro'u meguya doitzolov alatzliva, they saw him cut up. Cut in pieces, or he was hung on a stick. Tzliva, usually that's what they call when somebody was put on the piece of wood, and they used to nail him into the wood. And that's where the goyim took its love. We won't talk about that too much. But al kopanim, it means he was almost dying. So you see that even a person is in a matzav that he's almost died, and his mind is not working so much, and we say that he could write a get. Or we're choshesh that in a few minutes he's already not going to be in his mind. How can we write a get? Okay, so you see that we could write a get right away. We don't have to wait to make sure that he's normal. He has a clear mind. He's only merames, or he says, because he's weak. He's weak from his matzav that he's cut. But really, his mind is straight. Hocha daita shagishtei. But by Kordaikos, his das is not a straight das. I would bring in the Mishnais and Olos. There's a Mishnais here? Olos? With the Mishnas Elio? Well, the Gros says in the second parak in Olos, on this Mishnah, it says that a person is Meguya de Tzoluv, so he's not Metame de Oyel. The Mishnah says he's not metame boil. So the Gros says that a person is totally in his das. What's called that he's living? If his mind is working. If he has das, so that means he's still living and he's not metame. So then the Gemara says, Umiyomar Shmuel Ochi, did Shmuel say that Shachat Bo Yishnaim or Rav Shnaim, you could give a get, Bomar Abidomar Shmuel. Shochat Bushnaim. under the different song. Anyway, the Gros says in the Mishnah in Elio Rabba in Olos that a person is totally in his mind. If his mind is right, he is still here. It's in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vov. Odomenu metame achetetze nafsho. A person is not metame, but is not called a mess until his neshama is he dies really. The afilu meguya, the afilu is cut off. The afilu goy says he's not dead and he's like a kliyibum upoitar min ayibum. That means he's still chai. So the Lior Rabbi says the afilu meguya. That's what we're talking about. Sugya meguya. She'enu yochlo dilichios. He has no chance of living anymore. Einoi metame. He's not metame because he's not yet a mess. Mishum dedai toitzolol. His das is clear. Bafilu goises she'en dai toitzolol. A goises, but his mind is not clear. He's a goises. Einoi metame. Mishum shiyochlo dilichios. A goises. Rov goises in the misa, but he might. There's still a chance he might live. Memele is not called a mess, even if his das is not solo. And a person who has no chance of living is not considered dead because his mind is solo. So you see, the mind is Goren the Chius, that he's really called a Chai. In other words, we might say a Nusach like this, that a Chai, a person who's really a Chai, is living, he has all the functions of a person. He has all Tariq Mitzvahs, all Kinyonim, all things that a person could do. The least Das he has, the less functions he has as a person. So then the Gemara says, "Umiyama Shmuel Ochi." Did Shmuel say that you can give a get right away when it's shochet by shneim or reiv shneim? Va'omar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel shochet by shneim or reiv shneim uborach. Somebody was cut in his throat and he ran away. And so we don't see that he actually died. We saw that he was caught, and we know that his chances, that he has no chance of living, is going to die soon. But we didn't see him dead. So me'idin olav, you could be made on him that we saw him that he died. So Rash says lachazman, you wait a little bit, a chance, as much as it could be that he died, and you're made that he died, and his wife is mutur to get married. Bisal kedai tochai hu amay me'idin olav. How could he be made that he's living, that he's dead, but he was living? Amri chayu v'sofei lomus. We know that he's going to die. So we have here, the Gemara says, a shoyte. Shoyte is for sure that he can't give a get. He's completely out of his mind. That's why the Gemara says, do we be medamet to shoyte? Then we have a yoshen, somebody who's sleeping, that he's considered like he's up and awake and he has das. And we have a kordaikus, which is in between. It's a machlekes Rabbi Yochanan or Reish Lakish. Lefir Rabbi Yochanan is considered like a shoyte more, and Lefir Reish Lakish is more considered like a yoshin. I'll just read like the Chazon Ish says, just his loshin is very interesting. He says, Lefim sugya dilan, there's three chilukim. Imu yoshin b'shas asiyas ha-shlichus shel ha-shaliach or b'shas chalos ha-kinyan. If he's sleeping while the shliach is actually carrying out the shlichus, giving the get or doing the kinyan, or let's say he made a kinyan lachar's man, and while the kinyan is taking place, he's sleeping. Lekula alme eina kinyan misbata. Why? She'eina she'ena shinui be'etzem al-odom. A person is trying to be masbir in so many words to understand what the difference is between yoshen, shoite, and kordaikus. Eina kinyan misbatal, she'ena she'eno shinui be'etzem odom, elo mikro yodua b'malach ha'chaim. It's one of the normal functions of a person that he sleeps. It's not a shinui in him. V'avi kish'ar dovo she'itridoso milach shavalodos ha'kno. She'en tzorich ha'skomoso ha'yom al ma'asov shalemesh. It's like anything that a person, he's thinking about something else, his mind wandered. So he's still called a regular person for being makne, because that's how a person lives. Omnom im nishtate bashoite ein maise emesh moyelus hayom shu shinui batzmuso v'lo omro toro shiochul kinyan bizman ze bal korcho al yidei rotzon hakodum. Now he's a different, his like is a different person. There's a shinui in him. So what he meant to do yesterday doesn't help for today. And also Kodaikus is a shaylef, he's like a yoshen or like a shoyte. And Yerushalmi brings, we'll soon see the Yerushalmi holds that that a nishtate is also the same din like a kordaikus. That if a person gives a shlichus, he's memana shliach, to give a get, and his nishtate becomes a shoyte, which our Gemara holds that Lekula Alma it doesn't help the Shlichus, but Yerushalmi says it's totally in the Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Teisva says on the Gemara that says Hosam Daita Tzilusu, when he's a Meguyas, a cut off person that is going to die, the Gemara says his mind is right, but he's just weak, and a Kordaikus, his mind is not 100% right now. Lo yoda Rabbeinu Yitzchok ad Mosa Yichoshiv Daita Tzilusu. Rabbeinu Yitzchok from the Baalei HaTosfos, he didn't know how to explain like exactly when do we know that a sick person like a Meguyad is called a Daita Tzilusu, that is a clear mind. The Lekele Meimer the Bodku B'Shas Nesinas HaGet, that we checked him out B'Shas, they gave the get, means they wrote the get, I'll ask what he said. Then we checked him out again B'Shas Nesinas HaGet, we saw that he's clear. There wouldn't be a kasha. What's the Gemara from there to Rabbi Yochanan? How do we give a get right away? Kordaikus is still not clear, and this person is clear. So we have to say that we assume from what he said before. B'shas is good. He said kisvu liden tunu, and we see that he's still like that. But we didn't check him, so we still could give the get. That's why it's a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. B'shemo ad sheivoda shenitro for daitoi yichoshiv daita tzilusa. Until we know for sure, that means we hold him for still a daita tzilusa until we see for sure, we see clearly that he lost his clear mind. What's with a person that is very sick, he's on his deathbed, cholila, and he says to give a get? His matzav shouldn't deteriorate, he shouldn't be mekulkel, that means worse, between we wrote the get and giving the get. We have to check it out. If in between he became a matzav that he's not in his right mind, that he took a turn for the better, lebasov ein moil afilu l'rish lokish, it won't help afilu l'rish lokish. Why? Somebody that is sick on his deathbed, we don't have a refuah for him. Memela rish lokish, that was toile kordaikus, that is miles. Why is he better than a shaita? Because some may be other, we know how to heal him, but a shchidmera, we don't know how to heal. So memela, if in between he was a shchidmera, so everything is bottled. Shchidmera, sometimes we're not sure. We have a suffix if he's like a shaita or he's like a yoshin. The Marshon, this Tosfos says, Goyodana, from where Tosfos took it, that in between the, if he in between he was a few minutes between the Ksivan and the Sine in a matzav, that he can't give a get, a matzav like equal to a shote, so then afterwards also we can't give the get. But why should it be like that? If he comes back to himself, he should be okay, just like by a kordaikus. So he says, the Marsha says, Divri Oran Chaynim Bazeh. The Ran says, Kosav Rabbeinu Yitzchok to beget shchiv mera tzorich lizor shloi titoiv daiti yolov b'shas ksibe u b'shas nesine shem titoiv daiti yolov filo lo yishlok yishloi mani dolov same biyodin. It says b'shas ksibe u b'shas nesine. It doesn't say in between. We don't care what's in between. We need that b'shas ksibe should be normal. That means even the ksiba saget has to be when he's b'daitoi, and the nesine is b'daitoi. What happens in between doesn't bother us. The Tosfos Rosh on this Tosfos says, it says like this, Rabbi Yochanan says we don't give the get by a kordaikus only when it becomes normal, like sheishtape. The teime, like sheishtape, yoch koisvin kiven sheyoshoite benosayim, kvan izbatla shlichus v'nitche. The Tosfos Rosh is talking about this nekuda that we mentioned between Tosfos and the Ran. What happens if in between there was a few minutes that he was like a shoite? So he asks, why if in between he was a shoite, how could you continue with the shlichus afterwards? It should be like dichui. Delinyan korban choshev le dichui beperek nigmar din. There's a din of dichui by a korban. If there was a time that this korban was not roy lak rova, let's say if the bailim became a mumer, a rosha, and he can't be makriv zevach hashoyim to'eva, so afterwards also it's nidche, or different kind of cases that's called dichui, because there was a time that the carbon wouldn't be a good carbon, so afterwards also you can use it. And so also here, by a shoyte, it was nidche, so memele, the shlichus is nidche. And how do we know that we say the din of dichui also by shlichus and by get? We'll soon see the whole Yerushalmi. The Spalgun, the Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish, they also had a machlokes. Nischarish or nishtato or nishtame, they became deaf. That's like a shoyte. Or nishtato, we're talking about a shoyte. Or nishtame, they became a mumer and he won't be able to give a get. Or shoyru bezdin lechul chelev. That means a person ate chelev. And with mafrish of carbon, because it's a chavik krisus, b'shegege, chelev is chavik chatos. Meantime, bezdin made a hurra, the remoire, hurra's bezdin, that chelev is mutter. So if I would eat the chelev now, while bezdin made this shigiga soiro, and they said that the chelev is mutter, so it would be potom in a carbon. So meantime, the carbon can't be makrif. So it's nitche. Rabbi Yechanan omar nitche is chatos, so that the chatos is nitche. And Shlakish says that loy nitchis chatosi, and there in the Yerushalmi, the machlek Rabbi Yochanan Shlakish of Kodaikos is the opposite. The Rabbi Yochanan holds that you could give the get right away. Why is it Kodaikos? Because he made the shlichus before, opposite from Bayos, and Shlakish holds that you can't give the get right away. So the Gemara says, if Rabbi Yochanan holds nitchis chatosi, and Shlakish says loy nitchis chatosi, so it's the opposite, there's a stira. So you see from the Yerushalmi meantime that the Yerushalmi is medame get for a dichui. So there should be a din dichui on the get if in between he was a shoite. And that's takir Tosfos shita. Yesh loima. So the Rosh says, the Tosfos Rosh, he says that we don't say dichui. Dogri medame lu b'Yerushalmi boi tshach zoikro daikus kechid ave dichui linyan koben ave dichui linyan get. That Yerushalmi is medame just the din dichui of b'shas mais of the shtus. But to say that it's dichui and even afterwards, that Yerushalmi doesn't hold that it continues the din of dichui. V'nire, linyan get, any choiz of v'nire, by a korban it's any choiz of v'nire, but linyan get lo yav dichui. Dikivan di adino daite denichelei. So he says, why isn't it dichui? Because since we know his mind, his das, his rotzon is that he does want to get. Only why didn't we give it b'shas he was a kordaikus? Because he's not a bar hochi. He's not in the parasha of being able to give a get even though he gave the shlichus before. So arei ki'ilu ato yiseyu shliach. So now that he became again normal, it's ki'ilu he renewed his minui of shlichus. Because we knew that before he wanted it. We didn't give it in between. It's a sort of a dichoy, like the Yerushalmi says, but it's not a complete dichoy. Why? The Rosh says it's as if now he would set it again. He was memana again, because we know his dasis, so we take the idea that mistome, he really wants the shlichus weiter. Rabbi Yechanan medamelei l'shoyte, tzorch l'zoyer b'shchiv merat, sh'tziv alichtev get, sh'tei daite m'shev sorof, af b'shas k'sibe, sh'um d'chei l'pom sh'daite m'turefes. ואפילו יש לו כשאתם מדע מקרודייקוס ליושן היינו משום לסמי ביודן ועוד שכיבנר אז נעת סמי ביודן קופונים יסס has to be בדייטוי בשעס כסיבה ובשעס נסינה and what Tosfos says that in between would make like a דיחוי so the Rosh says that it's not a דיחוי and the Rosh also says that it's because we consider it as if he renewed his מינוי ושליחוס. Yerushalmi says after he talks about a shoyte and a kordaikus, the Yerushalmi says Rabbi Yankiv Baracha Omar Ispalgan Rabbi Yochanan Baruch Lokish. They had a machlokes oideu kordaikus, and we said that the shitas turn around. That means the Yerushalmi holds the opposite of Rabbi Yochanan Baruch Lokish, but the machlokes is basically the same. Oideu kordaikus all of. While the Kordaikus is still by him, he's still sick with the Machlov Kordaikus of the Shed, Koisvin get Venoisnin Lishtri. You write the get. Why? Because he really wants it. But Ishlokish, Omalek Sheishtape. When it becomes normal. Michalfashitosed Rishlokish, there's a stira. They said the opposite. die Spalgun, they also had a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Shlokshin. Is chare, shoy nishtat, shoy nishtamit, oy shoy gu bezdin lechul chelof. Rabbi Yochanan amal nit chizchatos, Rabbi Shlokshom alo nit chizchatos. So you see that Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shlokish, they're all the opposites. The Rabbi Yochanan that said to give right away the get, he holds nit chizchatos, there's a dichu, that means you can't do the chatos, you can't do the get. And here it says nishtat also. That's where the Yerushalmi holds that nishtat and kordaikus is the same. Rabbi Yosi Brebunam, Rabbi Yochanan Michal for Shmuel said, "Do not take milsa the Rabbi Yochanan pligal milsa the marvel Shmuel Barabe." So he says there's two shittas. Agoy says, "Rabbi Shmuel Barabe b'shem Rabbi Yochanan." Agoy says, "Zork in all of midam chatos, so you midam hashomri." That Rabbi Yochanan says that if somebody is a goy says, which also doesn't have 100% das, you can bezerik the dam of Chatosai and dam Hashomai, which means that Rabbi Yochanan holds that b'shas he's a zamatzav of not date tzeluse, you could still do the peulas for him. Then the Gemara says two more machlekes and that are told in this. Tiflugte the Rabbi Yochanan b'Reish Lakish zorak lo esgito. If he threw the get to the isha and he said, it won't be the chalois of the get, he pushed off to the next day. And meantime, he became achshoyta, kordaiko. Taflukte the Rabbi Yochanan with the Reish Lakish. So the machloikes, it's lachas man, and that we'll talk about later. That the Rishami holds the same machloikes, Rabbi Yochanan with the Reish Lakish, if he also a kordaiko, is also if he himself, not with a shlichus, he himself made the get, but lachas man is supposed to be chal by itself memeila b'shasiz or kordaikus. Rablozom rabovin boy torem es keryoi v'omalei truma elu lomocho v'nase kordaikus. If he did truma and he made the chalois truma should be tomorrow, and meantime he became a kordaikus, taflukte de Rabbi Yochanan v'Reish Lakish. It's machlok Rabbi Yochanan v'Reish Lakish if it's lachas man by truma also. Do we consider the maisa that's chal for him if it could be chal or not? The Rambam Perek Beis from Gerushin Alochi Yudalad and Tesvov, he says, "Mi shoyso ruach ruah meva'ese soyso." He had a craze of ruach ruah. So his mind is now right, we don't listen. When he was healthy and normal, he said, "Kisvu get and tnu l'ishti." And afterwards he became like this kordaikus of ruach raw. You wait till he's healthy and then you give him the get. You don't have to ask him again. So the Rambam says if they gave it while he was a kordaikus, even though he paskins to wait, but if he gave it, it's a get posel, which is a lotion that's used in the Rambam when he's considering that it's only midorabbanan posel. But midoraisa would be a kosher get. So the Kesef Mishnah asks, but Gemara, it's mashma, that is like a shoyta, that it's a get bottle. If we pass him like a Reish Lakish not to give it right away, so he's like a shoyta, it should be posel legamri. Also, the Kesef Mishnah asks, and the sugi is mashma, there's a chilik between if same biyodon or ain't same biyodon. If we have the refuah, so we say that you could give the get, even the Reish Lakish. But if we don't have the refuah, like a shoyta or nivas ruach ro, so the Rambam should have been mechalef. And then it's the Beis Yosef himself in the Shulchan Aruch, he writes, "Hoyer bori b'shosh etzivo lekosvoy, ve'achar kach och ze acholi, ein kosvi moise boide b'cholyev, im kosvu v'nosnu kodem shiavri, im ucholi desame biyodon." If we have his refus, harei ze posl, v'in lav eino get, that's the sheet of the tour, that he holds eino get, that it's bottle the get legamri. And that's what the Achronim say, that there's a machlekes, the Rambam and the Torah. The Rambam says that it's midrabbanan, the raisa would be a kosher get, and the tour, the mishmachaber paskins that it's not a get even midoraisa. So, because the Mishnah had asked, how does the Rambam say that midoraisa would be a get? On the midrabbanan, it's possible the Gemara is medamet toshoyte. So, because the Mishnah says that the Rambam holds not to make a machlokas that's on opposite ends, to say that Rish Lakish holds it's kosher lechatchila. And Rabbi Yochanan holds that even with the evidence it's not a get. Only we would say that bam is everybody holds midoraisa it's a get. That's why Rish Lakish holds that's kosher. And what Rabbi Yochanan is midamile l'shoite is only midorabbanan. They were goyza because if you give a get while a person is a shoite, people think that a shoite could be megarish. They won't pay attention to the fact that really he said the shlichus from before. The Chazon Ish is against this pshat, very much against it, and he says that the Gemara says it's medame leyoshin leshoite, and shoite is mashma the Gemara that's pshita that it's not a get, and the Gemara is not mashma that it's midorabbanon. The Gemara should have said a gzeira midorabbanon. So then he says lo omor near ein lasu shum sniff that the Rambam holds that the get is possible that's derabbanon. And he says, interesting lotion, the ain livnesh yisoid al tevo achas, because there's one word that says posel, you can't build the whole aloch on it. Vula yutou sofer, maybe it's a mistake, vagirs aget botel, because the ikar in the Gemara is that it's a get posel, that it's a posel menatero. Then in the Hemshech, so the Chazon Ish says, miu etro lekaim divrei bis Yosef, that the Rambam holds that it's only midrabbanan. She'ein divrei Rambam elo b'mevatoi ruach. He's talking about a different sickness, not mamish the same thing. He's called nivas from the ruach, like there's some kind of a depression or something that's bothering him. U'mashik shabes Yosef d'le amru samei b'yodan elo b'kor daikus. That the Beis Yosef said, we say samei b'yodan by kor daikus and not by other shtus. Yesh le madod oma samei b'yodan ein ze ikar atam. So he says the pshat of Same Biyodan doesn't mean dafka because we could heal him lemaise. It just shows you that the level of his shtus is not so strong, and he is called normal in a certain to a certain degree because we see that there's a way to heal him. And even he says, "V'afi main bosar agumri." We don't have that refuah for the kardakus. All medina there isn't, so we're not going to heal him. Still, we say that ochzo kardakus is not like a shreita because it's shayach to take it off. So the Rambam called biasusa deruach bichlal ze she'enon elo muchshin kalin lefisho. Every biasusa ruach, even if it's not mamish kardakus, so it's called a muchshin. It's like a certain kind of a feeling lefisho. And then he's nitrak a little that the Gemara says medami leila shoyte means that the rabbonan that they said that not to give the get is only medami leila shoyte, it's a gzeira oto a shoyte. Teda, then he brings a raya, interesting. Mi she ochze kordaikus, if somebody had a kordaikus, while he was in a krodaikus, they cut him up. And we said before that cut him up is a daita tzilus, but krishus or daita aschilbe. And adain olav, daito olav shleima mitzad shchitose. That means mitzad shchit, he still has das. Eloshein daito shleima mitzad a krodaikus. That means we have two kochas here. Mitzad shchit, he still has das tzilus. That didn't affect his mind, really. And the krodaikus did affect. So, Mikri Same Biyodo Yav She'iyev Shor La'achilo Bisra. That means you can't give him to eat Bisra. We have no way of giving him the medicine, this meat to eat, because he can't eat. His throat is cut. So, but it's Das, it's Tzilusa, Mitzah, the Shechita. Mitzah, the Kordaikus, he could have had a refuah. So still we say that it's called the Madoma, that you could still give a get, because it's Same Biyodo. Vachanami B'daitem Ebulbelis Machmas P'tzov. So you could still consider it that is kiyoshin and is not like a shoyte. What Chazon Ish is really bringing out is to say that we say Same Biyodon is not the dafka the mitzias that we're going to heal him, but it means it's a certain degree, a level of shtus that is not really a complete shoyte because we could bring him out of that matzah. In the Ktzeis HaChoshen, he talks in Kinen Kuf Peches about shlichus when a person is not bedaitin. He's tapakti if certain, a person made a shlichus, and then he lost his mind, he became a shoyte, if he could do the shlichus or not. So he brings the Rambam and the Tur. The Rambam, that Pashtas, the Rambam learns, that he says, possible that midoraisa, it would be a good get, so midoraisa we could do the shlichus. And the Tur says, that the shlichus is bottle, we can't do it while he's in that matzah, just until he becomes better. So then he asks, why the Rambam, we say in a few places in Masechta Gittin, that if somebody says to give a get, the Gemara says in Daf Yud Gimel the Mishnah, "Oy matnu get zele ishti shta shichos elavdi v'meis." He died. Lo itnu lachar misa. Why can't he give it lachar misa? If the Rambam says that even by a shoyte the shlichus continues, so even if he died, the shlichus should continue. So the Ktzoi says, the Rashi says here, "Lo itnu lachar misa de gita lo yavi ademoti liyode." So the Rashi is medayik to say that the Meshachra died and his Rishus is Nifka. That means it's in a different Rishus. This Eved, he belongs to the Yorshim or to himself. So it's not Shaykh. So the Ktus is saying that Bem's Mitzad the Shlichus is still Shliach and he would be able to continue and give the get. But you can't give it because there's no Gerush. There's no person to be Megarish. He's not the Megarish and he can't be Misgarish from him. Same thing it brings from Daf Tes. Rashi says, "Lo itnu lacham mise." Even though shichrur avodim zazchus zochel belomotzim mehater tzashitas Rashi miu moidu rabbonan to kol kama de loimote get liyodi lo yavi mishucho v'kivon demis kodim he died first su lo yavi shichrur eishichu de nafkele rishus eminei the meshachre or the megarish his rishus went off v'chayla le rishus yoshi. So Rashi says not because the shlichus can't be done after misa, but because this Eved came into a different Rishus of the Yorshim, so he's not the Meshacher. So the Ktzos learns that Be'emes the Shlichus continues even Lachar Misa, but technically it's not Shaykh because he's not the Meshacher, he's not the Megarish, because either the Isha by Misa, she's in her own Rishus, she has a heter of the Misa Sabal and she could get married, also because the Eved is in the Rishus of the Yorshim, he's in a different Rishus, so he can't be Meshacher. That's our Tosfos in Ksuvos. A Rashi in Ksuvos. Rashi in Ksuvos in Daf Beis Amud Beis says, Mesu deina get. It's talking. Areze gitechim loibosim mikan bat shnei mosor chodesh. He gives a get out tonight. If he doesn't come within 12 months, it should be a get. Umeistuch shnei mosor chodesh died within the 12 months. Eina get. Mesu deina get. So Rashi says, Toleshav ye gite ad yud beis chodesh. Vumes beseich hazman. In the middle of the time of the 12 months, he died. Uman ko megarish lo mehashter. Who's going to be megarisher? Eina mesim megarshim. Mesim can't be megarish. And after this Rashi, it's shech to be medayik a little different, but Pashtus Rashi is saying that the get is not chal lachar misa because a mes can't be megarish. Eina mesim megarshim. So I would say that a shliach also is because a mes can't be megarish, but not so much because of the shlichus. Dafka the Ktzos is madgish because she's in a different reshus. Here it says because a mes can't be megarish. And Dar Sumach asks, on this sheet, they bring down the it's really, it starts in a prechodosh, and brings down the whole prechodosh, and he asks from the Gemara and Daf Chof Tes. The Gemara says in Daf Chof Tes, Omar Rab, Shliach Beretz Yisrael, Loise Kama Shluchi. A Shliach in Eretz Yisrael, that he doesn't have to say Befonai Nichtam, Befonai Nechtam. He just brings it to Bezin and he gives the get to the Isha, so he can make a lot of Shluchim. That means, if he's sick or something, he could be memane somebody else. Rishon l'sheni, v'sheni l'shlishi, v'chein loylo. Vein tzorich bezdin, he could do it on his own. Oil vein or rishon tzorich loyma b'fonai nichta, v'achu nami ein tzorich loyma shliach bezdin ani. That means if you have to say b'fonai nichta first one, so the second one has to come to say shliach bezdin, so you have to do it in front of bezdin. But here, he does it by himself. He could be memane shliach, and he's given, and then the next shliach, the second, the third, the fourth, could give the get. Omar Ravashi, Meis Rishon, if the first Shliach died, that he started this chain reaction of Shluchim, Botlu Kulon, so they are all Botel. Rashi says, Meis Rishon actually Gia Get Liodo, Botlu Kulon, Kosova, Mikoichoi Bo. They all come from the Koch of the Shlichus that the first one had, so all of them come Mikoichoi. So if the first one died, they're all Botel. But if either choice, that the Shlichus could continue Lachar Misa, so let it continue. The whole reason we said he can't be Megarish with his Shlichus Lachamisa is because there isn't what to be Megarish, because he's not the Megarish, the Isha's on her own. But here that the Baal is still living, it's just the Shlech Rishon that died. So why can't the Shlech Sheni give? He still has the Shlichus, even Lachamisa, he has the Shlichus, not Boto. And the Megarish is here, the Isha's Misgarish is here, let her give the gift. Then the Gemara says, Oma Mamba Rabashi, Hoda Abek de Katnusi, said it when he was young, the Ilu Mace. Baal, midima shoshi izbohu. If the husband died, the Baal, that's the Megarish. If he died, so then it's not shaykh to be Megarish bichlal. And why can it be Megarish if the Baal died? Pashtus, it's like Rashi says in a few places, because eina meisi Megarishim, like in Ksubis. So kulu mikrech man kosu, so where do all these shluchim come? Mikrech the Baal. Mikrech the Baal kosu. Isi le Baal, if the Baal's here, isnu le kulu. Lesi le Baal, isnu le kulu. So Mar Baravashi is cholik on his father, and he says that they don't come mikrech Rishon, they come mikrech Baal. The Raya, that if the Baal died, so they can't be Megarish. So they are coming, mikrech the Baal, not mikrech the Shliach. So they don't care if the Shliach Rishon died, because them is they're all shluchim of the first one. So also here we see that that the koach, that the reason you can't be megarish lachar misa is not because there isn't a megarish, only because it's a shaila if the shlichus is botel or not. So that's a raya, not like the ktsois. But then the Arsamech continues and says that there are rayas to learn like the ktsois, like this. The hakira is, do we say that a shliach is just like a long hand of the mishaleach? The mishaleach wants to give a get. Instead of using his own hand, he uses somebody else's hand. He's doing it for him. So it's as if the whole pool is mitzad the mishaleach, and the shliach is just acting it out. Or we say that he gives over all the koach of the gerushin, the koach of the shichru, and so the shliach, and the shliach is acting kilu, he has all that power, and he's doing it on his own, and it's misaches, it's for the mishaleach. So, we say that the Rambam holds that you could, that the get is not boto when he's a shoite, so that means the shlichus is not boto, so we say that the Rambam holds that the shliach has his own koach. So memele, since the shliach is doing it on his own and he has das, so he could be megarish even if the baal is a shote. But the Tur says that it's batal legamri, so he holds that he's only a yada richte, he's doing it for the mishaleach, as if the mishaleach is doing it with this hand. So the mishaleach is a shote, he can't be megarish. So Dar Samech says a few places where we could learn this hakira into the Gemara. The Gemara says in Kiddushin, Dafmem Dalet, the Gemara says, Dafmem Mem Gimel, Itmo, Rabba Mashliach Nasei, the Shliach that he sent him to be Mekadesh Eisho, or maybe to Megarish, if he himself could be also one of the Eidei Kiddushin. The Be'er Rab Shela Amri, Rab says that Shliach Nase Eid, he could be a Eid. The Be'er Rab Shela Amri, Ein Shliach Nase Eid. My time, the Be'er Rab Shela, Ileime. Mishum Doloyom Alei Havili, Eid. He didn't say before that the Shliach should be a Eid. Elo Me'ator Kiddish Isho Bifnei Shnaim Doloyom Alei Matameda, Echonam Idloya Bekiddush. So Rashi says that the only place you have to say Atem Eidai is by Yehudas Baldin, to show that he's not Meshata Anibok. But otherwise, it's enough that they should be Eidim without saying Atem Eidai. Elo Rav Omar Shliach Nase Eid Alumi Kom Alimna Lemilse. That the Shliach could be a Eid because it's a stronger kind of Eid, because the Shliach himself is the one that's doing the it's also the Eid. The Be'erab Shila Amri Ein Shliach Nase Eid Kivan Do Omar Shluchei Shel Adam Kemoisoi Habalei Kegufei. Since it's Shluchei Shel Adam Kemoisoi, so it's as if he's the one who's Megarish, he's the Baal, and the person that's himself is doing it, the Baal Dover, can't be a Eid. So you see here the Chakira. Do we say like the Be'erab Shila that the Shliach is working on his own, he's the Megarish? Or Lefi Rav, we say that he's only a Yoda Richter. Really, the Shliach is on his own, or he's doing a Maise for the Baal, but he's not the Etzem Baal Dover, so Melele could be an aid. Some are Dorchet, I'm not going into the Dichuim of it. Another place where he brings that it could be a Pshat, there's a Machlekes between the Prichodash and the Ramah. If we say a person sends a shliach to make kiddushin, the niyar, or to make gerushin, the paper has to be belonging to the baal, that means it's his, and he's giving his get, his sefer krisus to the isha, or the shliach could also be the baalim of the paper. The baal just has to be dasa mishalech, dasa lishmo, for the writing of the get, but that's a niyar, could belong to the shliach. So he says this machlekes is totally in that. Do we say the Meshalech is the Megarish, so the Niyar could be of the Meshalech, and it could be that it means that a Dafka should be of the Meshalech and not of the Baal, maybe, I'm not sure, because he's the Megarish. Or we say that he's a Yoda Richter, so Mele the Niyar has to be of the Baal, that he's the one that's Megarish. Another Gemara is in the Dorim. Dafayin Beis, Boy Romi Balchome, Baal Maushi Yofer Beloshmir. If the Baal, it says, Beyon Shomoy, the Baal could be made for Nidra Ishta. What happens? Could he do a for without hearing? Shoma Isha Dafkehu, he loved Dafke. Does it mean Dafke that he should be the one that hears or not? So what's it talking? So Gemara says it's talking by a Shlichus. The Gemara says that he could set up an apotropus. There's a machlokes if he could set up apotropus, there's a kosher, but Be'emes, it could have been that apotropus, a shliach, should be the one to be made for the nedarim of the isha for the Baal. So the Gemara asks, "Valo yishmi alei," the Baal didn't hear the nedarim. So the Ran asks, "Klemar le kilush." So he asks that you see that if the apotropos is the shliach, so he himself heard it. So he's the one that's hearing it. So let that be considered a shmiya. Tiltu b'shema Rabbi Yosef the lesser. Dimisa the boy shmiya mikimidi the baal emotzi meifa v'shliach lo emotzi mashu. A koponim, so like this. The Rosh says that we don't say shluchei shlodom kemoisa and shmiya because samidi de memele. It can't be a shliach to hear. It could be a shliach to do peulas. But things that happen by itself, he's not my shliach. If he hears on his own. He's not my shliach. He doesn't. There's no chalos shlichus on hearing. But the Ran says a different thing. The Ran holds that Be'emes, it could have been a shliach for it. So Menele, it could be a machlekes. The Ran holds that the shliach is the one who's made for. He gets the whole power of Menele. He's the shemeah. He's shluchei shel adam kemoisa. But Others hold that he's not the Shemiah because he's not the maker. He's only doing it b'shlichus. Memele, the Shmiya is not included in this shlichus. There's one more Gemara that the Achilles Yaakov, the stipler, brings down, Daf Zion. The Gemara says, Boy Rove, Shtei B'nai Secho L'Shnei B'nai B'Prut E'mau. One father says to the other father, one father has two sons, one has two daughters. So the two daughters, the father is Mekabel the Kiddushin for them. He's the Koach of Mekadosh. But the sons, they have to do Shlichus. So if he says, I'm Mekadosh with one pruta, Isha has to be Mekadosh b'shove pruta, not less. So what happens if the father of the boys gives one pruta to be Mekadosh, both girls for the both boys, and he says, Reuven for Leah and Shimon for Rochel, says which one, that shouldn't be Kedushin, Shein, and Sun, and Bia. Both are Noisin and Mekabel as Lin and Brikim, or Moina, there's a shove pruta because the Noisin and Mekabel have a pruta. I do my boss out, they do as Linan Voleke, but the women are not going to get, there isn't a Shove Pruta for each one. So Teisver says, Oy Marie, the Mayri Bebonus Ktanis, the Kedushin is the Av. The Begdoilois, of course, you need to have two Prutas. But, so here it's talking that the Boni made the father a Shliach. So the Chiles is the Iker by the Mekabel, and the Mekabel got a Pruta because the father is for the two girls or not. But Mitzad the Noisen, if it was Toli and the Noisen, for sure he need two Prutas. The Tesvah Srit says that even if it's Mitzad the Noisen, and the Noisen is one, it still could be one Pruta because it's one Noisen and one Mekabel. So it says, the Pshat Lechura is, do we say that a shliach, he does it on his own? He's the one that's Mekadosh. Male of the two boys made him a shliach. He's the one who's Mekadosh. So it's one person who's Mekadosh to one person. Two boys with one Maisa Kedushin that he's the Mekadosh. And here you could hear that it's a hard svara to hear, because even if he's the Mekadosh, but he's a Mekadosh Aleph and he's a Mekadosh Beis, how does he become one? Because he's the Mekadosh, he's two Mekadosh. That's what he wants to learn. Then there's another Gemara in Temura. The Gemara says, Iboilu, Boy Rami Bachone. Mak Ishis et Temura and Miskapar is et Temura. The din is that Temura could only make a Yochid, not Shutvi. So, but the Shaila is, you could be Makdish a Behema today that somebody else should be Miskaper with it. That means the Korban is Lekaporas Reuven, but it's Shimon's Korban is Makdish. So the Shaila is, who's the one who makes Temura? The one who's the Kaporas for him is the Miskaper, or the one who's Makdish the Behema, the one who made the Hector, she's the one who does the Temura. Omarovim ken motzinu tzibor v'shutvi noisin Temura. If so, you do have a case where a tzibor and a shutvin could make tumura, even though we know that not. Kigoin the shavu shliach lakdushi. The tzibor and the shutvin made a shliach to be mekadish this behemah, to be makdish this behemah. So memele, it's a yochid. So we see that if we go both are makdish, if we still go both are mekaper, so it's a tzibor and a shutvin can't make tumura. But if it's both are makdish, so you could make tumura because he's a yochid. So it only could be understood if we say that the Makdish is the Bailin to do the Hektash, he's a Yochid. But if he's only a Yod HaRichter, so he's a Yod HaRichter of Shutvin and Tzibor, it's still a Tzibor and a Shutvin. But we say he gets the power, he does it on his own. So we say that he's Yochid and he could do it. And it's here also, it's hard to understand, just like in the Gemara condition of Zayin, because Bamis is a Shliach of all, each one by himself. But here it's a little easier because here it's only one carbon. It's one carbon that you're makdish the whole thing. But it brings the Machne Ephraim. So he brings a Machne Ephraim. The Machne Ephraim brings down a Shitas Ma'arit, a Mili Loimimsaron Meshlech. You make a Shlech for words, for Mili, So a shliach can become a shliach and that it's not strong enough. So Marit says it's not only when a shliach gives over a shliach, if you make a shliach to be makdish abeim, it's mili, and by mimsavon a shliach, it can be makdish for you. So machnefram yes, from the Gemara and Tamur, you see mefurish, the shavi shliach, that a shliach could be makdish for others. So you see that there is such a thing. And then I go to Machne Ephraim, it says that the Pshat in the Gemara and Tumor Lefi the Marit is not that they sent him a shliach to be makdish their behema, so then we would have a raya, not like the Marit, only they sent him a shliach that he should makdish his own behema for them to be miskaper. The Mele, it's not talking that they made him a shliach on Mili, because it's he himself is doing the hektosh on his own behema. Then the Kilas Yankov, the Stipler, says that the Etzem Chakira, the Etzem Ktois, that he said the Machlok is between the Rambam and the Tur, if the Shliach is like the Megarish or not, Bemis we can learn different. Bemis is a Yod Arichta of the Meshalech. But the Machlok is and the Rambam and the Tur is if a Shoite or a Koton, are they mufka from the old parasha of Gerushin that they can't make Gerushin even if you do it for them in a certain way like a shlich that has das? Or we say it's just because they don't have the das, but as soon as you'll find das for a person without das, lemosho if he has a shlich, so it would work. So memele, it could be that the Rambam holds that he's not mufka from the old parasha of Gerushin or Kotn. Memele, the Torah holds that he's mufka completely. The Torah said it's not checked at the kinyan firm. And arrived to this Yerushalmi that we said, Yerushalmi is totally the same machlok shabbech mishloch shbaikor daikus. If he could give a get or not, in the same thing, if the person made a get, he gave a get that should be lacharzman, and b'shasta lacharzman, b'shasta chaloisis or kordaikus, if it's chal or not. So you see from here that even though we're talking without shlichus, we're talking just of his. A person without das, if he could have a kinyan, if he can have a gerushin or not. So you see that the machlokes is totally only if it was mufka from gerushin, or just he can't do it. But if it was done for him, like if he himself did it from before, it would be a good gerushin. And that machlokes he brings out in Kiddushin Daf Yutes, Rashi and Tosfos, if a cotton, if a yavama fell for a cotton, and the cotton was miyabin, so Rashi says that a benteisha abal yivim tois kon, that he was koine the yavoma and midoraisa only midorabon, and they said it's like maimer, they took off ki'ilu a little bit of the kinyan, but midoraisa it is a kinyan, so you see that cotton could have a kinyan. And also by yibum that it helps b'shogeg b'mezi, you don't need das, and it's a continuation of the kiddushi ochiv like Rash says in Ksuvus, so memele he could have the kinyan and she becomes ishto shel cotton, but tois was also not like that. He says it's a nerelo mit der Rabbonon, but he nerelo dim der Reise chas le baal me kegun shay of him god le god and zembios in bia kloima. Shim bo alachim kol arai shom at yom mozen al yodim al dit eimen because me der Reise has bia. But be emes, a komash mulon shay ne kuna zelo mit der Rabbonon. So those was all he can't have a kinyan. Rashi says he could have a kinyan. The same thing the Stipler brings in Ksuvis Daf Yudalef, the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. The Gemara says that Ger Kotn is Misgai Al Das Bezdin, so Tosfos says Chia Mitam Shlichus. The Gemara says Achin Lodom Shloi Befonov, so Beznor Mezake the Gerus to the Ger Kotn. But Tosfos says Chia Mitam Shlichus, and a Kotn doesn't have Shlichus. Of Rashi it's Mashma that it is a Gerus. And Tosfos says that Chia Mitam Shlichus, it shouldn't be a Gerus. And Tosfos holds Lishito say that he can't have a Kinyan, he can't have a Shlichus. So even if it's anan, so Tosfos says it's anan sali. So even if it's shayach that it should be done, like this chia wouldn't help. Rashi holds that it would help. Yeah, that's the inyan and the inyan of kordaikus. We said could a person with not the right state of mind make a gerushin or not? The cases could be if he made a shliach when he was in the state of mind, and the shliach wants to do it while he's not in his right state of mind. Or it could be in a case where he gave the get for a later date to be chal. So then, why is, and when it's chal, he's not in his right mind. And there's three dargas. There's the darga of a shoyte. Machlek is Bavli Yerushalmi. The Bavli holds that a shoyte can't be megarish, it can't help. Yerushalmi holds that it could be, it would help. And then there's the darga of yoshen, somebody who's sleeping. We consider him as if he's awake. And then there's the in-between darga of kordaikus, that he's not in his right mind, but we could get him back to be in his right mind. They refuse. So that there's a machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, and it depends Bavli or Shami, but the machlokes is if he's doing it to a shoite or he's doing it to a yoshin. Another thing we were talking, if a person is not in his mind, if he could have a kinyan or not. The machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in Kedushin and in Ksuvis, if he Rashi could have a kinyan, he could just can't act it out. And if he Tosfos, he can't have a kinyan. And another machlekes, b'chakira, if a shliach is called that he's doing the whole thing, it's his power, he was given over the whole koach, like a power of attorney, or he's just a yod arich, he's doing it for the bailam. Thank you. In the parsha in Kisova, we talked about bikurim. I was thinking of a new idea about bikurim. It says there that the bailam puts his hand under the sal, under the basket, and the Kohen puts his hand under the hands of the Bailim, umeinif. It doesn't say menifim, that both are menif. It's mashma, the Kohen is menif, and what is he menif? Not only the sal of the Bikurim, he's also menif the Bailim's hands. What's the significance of that? That just like we're saying, that all the Peiros, your miyachadit HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Adom HaShem HaSatoli, and your moitetem on the Peiros and the land, so he's also saying that my hands, my hands that did it, are also miyuchat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not koichi v'etzem yodi. After, so that the coin is mainly both, he's picking them up, l'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kilo, the hands and the pears are all part of the shaykh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After his mainly, if it says, v'oniso v'amarto, we say, b'kol rom, arami evidovi, and that's when we say, vidi mais, mikro bikurim, to be Mashiach, everything, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we start from the beginning, from Mitzias Mitzrayim. So that means there's Hakol Kol Yaakov and Ayodayim Yedei Esav, which Yodayim Yedei Esav can include also the union of Koichi Voitzem Yodi, that I think my hands, I could do, and my strength, and my power, and I'm doing it. And the Kol Kol Yaakov, we say, no, everything that we see, everything is Shaykh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with our voice, with our mind, from Mashiach et Hashem. So after the Yadayim of the Bailim are Shaykh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yadayim are not Yedei Esav, they're not Koichi Voitzem Yodi, so then the Kol Yaakov is Misgaber V'Niso V'Marto V'Kol Roma Rami Yevedovi. Shaykh to make
I personally don't do it. I'm not Isaac in it, but I can leave my message.